The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, everyone. It's nice to be here with you all. I must confess it's a bit humbling to step into Gil's shoes. And I should let you know that I'm teaching from a very remote part of southern France, where the internet at its best is iffy. So I hope the audio will be okay, and I hope the video won't be too wobbly. So for this next half hour, the invitation is to leave all of your concerns, preoccupations, responsibilities outside the door. You can come back to them later, and there's no need for them now. So maybe just take a minute to visualize placing all of your preoccupations, thoughts, worries, somewhere outside the room that you're meditating in. So beginning this meditation, we want to take a moment to adjust our posture so that we have a nice balance of being quietly energetic and aligned, and at the same time, getting more and more relaxed. So take a moment now to experiment with adjusting your posture, whether you're sitting or lying down. And when the Buddha was sitting under the Bo tree, previous to his enlightenment and during the process in which he became enlightened, that place was called the Bodhimanda. And we each have our own Bodhimanda. And it's our seat. It's our sit bones. And we take it with us wherever we go. So you can imagine taking your seat, and if you're lying down, in a sacred space that is on the path to awakening. And feel the support that your cushion, your chair, or your bed is offering to your body, and feel your connection to the earth. Maybe imagining roots going deep down into the earth, inviting stability, groundedness. And now, starting from your sit bones, trace the gentle alignment of energy flowing up through the spine, gently, and out through the little hole in the crown of the head, connecting with the space, the sky above. And you might imagine that the body is being suspended by an invisible thread from above. So just a gentle support so that we can relax the face, relax the eyes, the cheeks, the mouth, jaw. Now taking in one long, slow, deep breath. and relaxing the shoulders, the arms and hands. The heart center in the torso. It's softening the belly. And breathing normally. Let your gaze incline downwards 45 degrees. And when you're ready, close your eyes gently. So as we breathe in, breathing in receptivity, just the simplicity of what it's like to be here in this body, breathing. Connecting with the sensations of the whole body breathing. Taking in the oxygen that's offered to us by the plants and returning the CO2 that the plant kingdom thrives on. And in so doing, letting each in-breath nourish every cell in the body. And for these minutes of meditation, make a commitment to, as best you can, stay here in this body breathing. Staying with the cycle, breathing in and breathing out. In this moment, I can be open, spacious, present, for the ebb and flow of breathing. With receptive presence, clear awareness, I plant the seeds of peace in my own heart. And breathing in receptivity with clear awareness, I can breathe out peace. Offering seeds of peace to the world. The peace of being with what is, however it is. There is innate goodness in the simplicity of receptive awareness. Letting go into things as they are, and breathing out peace. If the mind is prone to distraction, taking you into the past or the future, perhaps just a gentle, no thank you, and the renewed commitment to staying here in the present, aware of the breathing. If, on the other hand, the mind is becoming settled, notice and take in the subtle flavor of joy and well-being that can accompany being fully present. Breathing in quiet receptivity. Breathing out peaceful joy and well-being. Breathing in the goodness of quiet receptivity. Breathing out, radiating peaceful joy. The simple joy of being present. And as we come to the end of this sitting, through the goodness of our practice, from our center of awareness, radiate the heartfelt wish that all beings, first of all, be safe. Being safe, may we wish them peace, and including ourselves and all beings, we wish ourselves to be peaceful as well. And being safe and peaceful, may all beings know happiness, contentment. And may all beings everywhere be free. And may our practice contribute to the safety, the peacefulness, the happiness, and the freedom of all beings everywhere. Thank you.